Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. When I say restaurant chains, you could be excused for getting ready to change the channel. Thoughts immediately turn to fast food places or those franchises where servers wear lots of garish pins and present a menu cooked up at corporate somewhere, maybe Kansas City. But now, local restaurants have embraced the idea of creating multiple outlets or chains. Here to discuss what's happening is Sally Pollack. She writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Would you call this idea of local restaurant groups a real trend?
I would. And it's interesting, as you said, you think of sort of fast food places when you think of multiple ownership. And here we have localvore, sustainable restaurants, seasonal meals and focus in the kitchen, opening two, three, four places. And we've seen a lot of it.
What are some examples?
Well, very recently, examples are Junior's, which is an Italian restaurant in Colchester with a restaurant on Main Street in Burlington, just opened a smaller place called Junior's Rustico just a week or so ago on Shelburne Road. Misery Loves Company has a bake shop and now a little cafe at night. And Bluebird here in Burlington has four restaurants. Skinny Pancake has places in Burlington, in Montpelier, a second place in Burlington, and one at the airport. Michelle Mahi has several restaurants in Addison County and one in Shelburne.
Well, now some of the examples are most of them that you gave, and another one, the Farmhouse Group. Most of their restaurants are going to be in Burlington or Chittenden. Do you have some examples of groups who have branched out to other towns or other regions in the state?
Well, sure. Hen of the Woods started in central Vermont and now has a restaurant in Burlington. Mad Taco is in the Mad River Valley and in central Vermont. Positive Pie has places in central Vermont and the Northeast Kingdom. Worthy Burger, which started in a little train station, has this little bar in South Royalton by the railroad tracks, now has a restaurant in Woodstock.
Worthy Kitchen.
I've heard it's great. I haven't been there.
Another example is Parker Pie that has their original in West Glover and now have opened up in the Newport Airport called Parker Pie Wings.
And who even knew Newport had an airport?
That's right. So why are these restaurants going this route? What's the advantage?
Well, there seem to be several reasons. I spoke with Jean-Louis Guérin, who's the executive chef and an administrator at NECI, New England Culinary Institute in Montpelier, and he said it's actually a very strong tradition of this in Europe. Some of the best three-star Michelin restaurants would open little, smaller sort of satellite restaurants. And he said the primary reasons are it's a good way for chefs and restaurants to capitalize on a brand. You create a brand and then branch out. He said it's a way to reward the staff. If you have an excellent sous chef or baker, make a space for him or her that they can really sort of expand their repertoire and be in charge, put them in charge, sometimes give them a share of the profits. It's good for efficiency of scale, especially at the management level. You can streamline operations to a certain degree and have some buying power with vendors. And then he said there are business advantages. It gives you leverage. There's a lot of capital investment involved in opening restaurants, as you know. So you can have some leverage with banks and investors if you have an established restaurant. Mm-hmm.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing local restaurants forming chains. And Sally, how are the chains using their various locations to provide meats, baked goods, prepared foods for their other restaurants?
Well, an example is Misery Loves Company in Winooski, where it was sort of an organic reason, said one of the owners, Laura Wade. Her baker needed more space. So she said it began as a functional sort of imperative. And then, so now they have this bakery, and she said the coffee geeks on staff had ideas for the front of the house, so she let them do their thing. And so now they have a space to make desserts and breads for both restaurants. She also said something I thought was pretty interesting, and Sue Bett, owner of the Bluebird restaurants, had a similar sentiment. Laura said, you know, entrepreneurs, restaurateurs, we don't stop at one idea. You know, you're thinking all the time, and they have these ideas. So there's both, and she said there's so much enthusiasm in the local food scene. So for both the chefs and the customers, that it works well. But what people are doing is, the Farmhouse Tap and Grill is the sort of prime example, I guess, of a commissary where you have a sort of central kitchen. They do baking there and meats and stuff.
So does adding new restaurants, does this allow chefs to pursue various creative outlets that they have?
It does. That's what Laura was talking about and others, that when you have chefs are creative people, and this gives them a place to create new environments. Lee Anderson at Radio Bean is always thinking up ideas, and he's began with a music club and then expanded to international street foods at his restaurant Duino Duende. And next thing you know, he's got, believe it or not, a lamp shop with a speakeasy within. And talk about creating a brand. I think that's a pretty unique one, where you can walk in and buy an antique lamp and have a after-dinner drink and $11 piece of chocolate cake.
What's your personal experience been?
Well, we went opening weekend to Parkside Kitchen, which opened earlier in November in Richmond, where On the Rise Bakery was, in this neat house right next to a park with a garden in front. And this is owned by the Kitchen Table Bistro owner, Steve and Lara Atkins. And I like to look at menus online just to think and imagine, you know, dream about my meal. So I was all set. It was 10:30 in the morning, driving to Richmond from Burlington to eat oatmeal. I was just really excited about it. And then I looked at their menu and saw a $7 cheeseburger, and just decided I was in the mood for a cheeseburger and had to have it. So I told the counter man, I'm trying to decide between oatmeal and a cheeseburger. And he goes, that's a very common dilemma. We get that all the time. Oatmeal or burger for breakfast? I went with the burger.
They made you one at 10:30?
They did. It was great. These people, all these restaurateurs tell me new restaurants are about systems, creating systems. And I thought, I like the Parkside Kitchen system. These guys are like, sure, we'll make you a burger at 10:30 in the morning. That's my kind of system.
I love it. Sally Pollock writes for the Savory section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks again for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.